This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A new voice is weighing in on the tax debate, Crossroads GPS. It's an outside money group that spent millions this year to help create the new Republican majority in the House. The group supports the new tax deal forged by President Obama and Republican leaders. Crossroads GPS says it's using radio ads to pressure 9 Democratic House members who are on the fence about the deal. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, those ads sound pretty much like the campaign ads produced by Crossroads GPS this fall.
After 2 years of bailouts and wasteful spending, enough is enough. Call Congressman Connolly. Tell him to stand up to Pelosi and demand a vote.
Democrat Jerry Connolly barely won re-election in his Northern Virginia district. Now, Crossroads GPS is going after him as part of a $400,000 ad buy. The ad may sound a lot like those campaign attacks, but Jonathan Collegio, spokesman for Crossroads Grassroots Political Strategies, says it isn't a political ad.
This is a legislative advocacy campaign aimed to educate concerned citizens about a crucial issue that Congress is facing.
Crossroads GPS is half of an organization run by prominent Republican operatives. The other, better-known half is called American Crossroads. Their leadership is the same. Collegio says they always intended to have two components like this.
There was always a desire to have both a purely political organization as well as an issues advocacy organization like Crossroads GPS that would focus on issues and the social welfare.
And Crossroads GPS is registered as a social welfare organization under Section 501c4 of the tax code. American Crossroads is a 527 organization, an overtly political entity under Section 527. And the difference is 527 groups have to disclose their donors, while 501c4 groups do not. The political director for the Crossroads groups is consultant Carl Forte. Yesterday, at a conference on political money, he explained how Crossroads GPS came about.
You know, disclosure was very important for us, which is why the 527 was created. But some donors didn't want to be disclosed, and therefore C4 was created.
So, the 501c4 was created for the benefit of donors, not to talk about issues? Forte elaborated.
Whether they would have given ultimately or not, I don't know. I know they were more comfortable giving to a C4, and so we created one.
But tax law makes certain requirements of 501c4 groups. They have to promote the social welfare. If they just throw millions of dollars into attack ads, as Crossroads GPS did this year, they need to do something else, big, that isn't about partisan politics. These ads are the first step.
They're setting themselves up to be even bigger players in 2012.
That's Rick Hassan, publisher of the Election Law blog. He says Crossroads GPS is pioneering in new strategies as the campaign finance law is gradually being dismantled.
Crossroads GPS C4 is paving the way for other groups to engage in large-scale election-related advertising that's not going to require the disclosure of any donors.
The goal is a big, secure channel for undisclosed money to flow into American politics. It's a goal both sides are seeking. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.